law.
If someone is acting illegally, can you act illegally to stop that person? That question did not stop the court in the case of the positive parents. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO. Harvey Malcolm was a single parent with two teenagers, and like many of his neighbors, Harvey worried about his kids. For several months, they had all been complaining about a place called Rudolfo's Rendezvous, a hangout for young people where they drank illegal liquor, bought illegal drugs. Parents had complained repeatedly to the police and other city authorities, but nothing happened. Rudolfo had apparently a lot of political power, and no one in the local government was willing to stick his or head and neck out. The parents held a meeting. Harvey said, "We don't have to put up with this kind of corruption. If the police won't close down Rudolfo, we should do it ourselves. Our kids have got to be protected." Another parent said, "Positive action. Positive. That's what we need. Positive action. And we're the ones to take it." There was a lot of discussion, and then the group made its careful plans. Then at dawn one morning, a dozen fathers moved in on Rudolfo's. They carried baseball bats and axes. They chased away the customers, and two of them held Rudolfo from interfering, while the others systematically wrecked the place. Harvey said to Rudolfo, "Don't even think of opening again, or we'll be back. You got that straight?" Rudolfo snarled, "Yeah, get this straight. You're playing monkey with the wrong cat." Rudolfo visited the district attorney. As a result, the DA had the fathers arrested, charged with malicious destruction of property. At the trial, the district attorney said, "These parents deliberately and intentionally entered a man's place of business, destroyed thousands of dollars worth of glasses, liquor, furniture, and decorations. This is a criminal act for which they should all be held liable." The attorney for the parents said, "These were unusual circumstances. The defendant's children were endangered. They got no help from the authorities. Rudolfo went right on selling liquor to minors and permitting drug sales on the premises. The parents merely acted to end a possibly dangerous situation. They should not be held guilty." What should be done about the positive parents? We'll find out what the court decided right after this. If someone is acting illegally, may you also act illegally in order to stop that person? No, said a Washington, D.C. appeals court. It's true the parents acted with good motives, but their act was still wrongful. They are not permitted to take the law into their own hands. Had they acted less hastily, they might well have found a legal and proper way to stop Rudolfo's activities. As it is, they must be found guilty and sentenced appropriately. In this particular case, heard in Washington, D.C., it's a Point of Law on WCCO.